politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Again, special thanks to Rob Center, a fabulous producer. He had a few extra buttons to push yesterday when I took the day off. And thanks to Chad Hirschberger for filling in, and Matt Catrillo, who did some extra work as well. And Tony Fino, our great, great intern here, also helped fill in. On the newsline with us now, Amy Jacob. She's the Director of Community Integrated Health at the Harrisburg YMCA, and she's helping the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Miller Center, and Penny Health Equity Tour come to our area next week. So, Amy, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
But I'm going to have to ask you to define the YMCA and Penny Health Equity Tour. First of all, what is Penny? If you just don't mind saying one sentence about that, there's probably a couple of folks who don't know the definition of what that is.
Absolutely. So Penny is what replaced .gov as related to health insurance. So Pennsylvanians can get access to financial assistance and a great wealth of savings by accessing Penny, which is PENNIE.com, or by calling them as well. It's the health insurance marketplace. They're able to look at different plans and go from there for health insurance.
All right. So, and that they do a lot of outreach to make sure that folks know that they are available and that a lot of savings can be had there. But they also make sure that people have knowledge and information about health. So that is also one of the YMCA's mission line items, I'm sure about that. Tell us why YMCAs are involved in this health equity tour.
Absolutely. So the health equity tour is the YMCA's response to COVID, and people in our communities may be losing contact with those local organizations that provide resources to the community, whether it is food distribution, it's health services so that they're getting their screenings or their checkups, whether it is access to transportation or gas, groceries, whatever it might be as far as health equity and having the approach so that everyone in the community is getting access to the resources to live a successful life day to day. That's what this tour is all about. We want to be able to provide that space back to the community to come in, enjoy our tour, have fun, get access to all of those local community organizations, and get free resources, exams, everything like that, that day at a one-stop shop location at a YMCA or a college campus or an FQHC or some type of event host that we have for our dates.
I think you just answered my next question, and that was define health equity, but that is exactly what you just talked about, this idea of equal and available access and making sure that everybody knows that it's equal, available, fair, and is there.
Absolutely, and all of the tour is no cost to the community, so they're able to come in that day, register, they get entered into a prize drawing, which is very exciting, and then they're able to go through and get all that information and reestablish those connections or form connections to their local community organizations that they can continue after this event having access to.
So next week at the Miller Center, which is operated by the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA and the Miller Center, there is going to be an event. It is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, and it is a event where there will be giveaways, resources, information. Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger will be there. Capital Blue Cross and the CHIP program will have that. Again, we're digging into that insurance information. Highmark will be there as well. Union Snyder Community Action Agency, William Cameron Engine Company will be there. They have all kinds of helpful information on smoke detectors, and White Deer Run Treatment Center will be there, and the Dig Furniture Bank, which helps individuals, families on the margin with furnishings and things they can put into their home. Set the scene at this kind of event. What's the key to this?
The key is just basically showing up. We want the community to have access to what we're providing that day. We work hard behind the scenes to set something like this up. So it's a no-cost event. Come and take advantage of what we're being able to provide back to the community that day. Come check out the Miller Center and the Lewisburg YMCA. Like you said, Geisinger and Evangelical are going to be there as well. And there's going to be a lot of great offerings for everyone to take advantage of, whether it's coming for the flu shots that Geisinger is going to be able to provide. We're going to have blood pressure screenings. There's going to be information, like you said, related to a bunch of different programming, such as Freedom from Smoking, which is tobacco cessation programming, a bunch of different community-based programs Geisinger can offer. Evangelical is going to be distributing naloxone kits and doing some blood glucose testing. So you can't, you know, not come and take advantage of something. There's something for everyone, whether it's infant up to senior and everyone in between. There's no one target population for this event. We have something for everyone.
Is there any particular type of ailment or a lack of health care or something in particular that this is targeting or aimed at for families around here?
It's aimed at overall health. What we want to do, like I said, is just to really provide those resources back to the community. COVID put a lot of people in some tight situations, whether it was having to decide, do I have gas money to even get to food to put on the table for that week? So we are taking advantage of what we can do on our end to help and provide those resources back to the community. The YMCA has over 57 locations within all of our different counties. That's why this is part of our statewide tour. So we're about halfway through. We started back in May, and we're going county to county to provide these events and get that information out there about PENI so that people can be insured to then have access to all of their health needs that they might have. So it's not one ailment. It's not one illness. We're wanting to cover everything. Like I said, it's not just health, too, because your health can be impacted by other factors that you need to live day to day, whether it's putting food on the table, whether it's gaining access to transportation to even get to those health appointments. You know, we want to make sure that we're covering all those bases for everyone.
With the other counties around here, let's say Snyder, Union, and Montour, do you know what their schedule is or how they'll be covered by the Health Equity Tour?
So next week we are going to be going to Union, which is the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center. That's on Tuesday, this event that we're talking about now. Then on Wednesday, we're going over to Center County for the State College Branch YMCA. And then on Thursday, we're in Clinton at the Lock Haven YMCA. So all of those events are from 10 to 2 at this time. And then we're going to be circling back. So we split up the state into six different regions. We started with north, southeast. Then we went to South Central. We completed Northwest. We're right now in the middle of North Central, and we're going to be moving over to the Northeast. So the best way to keep up to date with the future tour stops is to access our Facebook page, which is just the YMCA Center for Healthy Living. And you'll be able to see all those updated events as they're added and confirmed on our event listing.
All right, yeah, and as soon as you get Snyder County, Montour County, and Northumberland County on the list, let us know. All right, well, please make a pitch for folks to consider going to the YMCA and PENI Health Equity Tour at the Miller Center next Tuesday, 10 to 2 p.m., please.
All right, everyone, please come on out. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for all this information. Just a great event. It should be fun for everybody, too. And get your blood glucose testing done and your naloxone if you need that. Dental and blood pressure, flu vaccinations, you name it. Smoking cessation and obesity information is going to be there. So thank you so much, Amy. Really appreciate all the information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us once again.
That is Amy Jacobs, Director of Community Integrated Health at the Harrisburg Area YMCA, but she is working and helping to coordinate and will tell us when Snyder, Montour, and Northumberland counties YMCA Health Equity Tour comes to the area, and we'll keep you posted about that. But they'll be at the Miller Center at Lewisburg next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A great place to get more information about this is at WKOK.com. We'll post all the information that you need there. You can also go to YMCAHarrisburg.org.